Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Ron.
Joe, how are you this morning?
A little bit angry, fearful of the future, irritated, happy
Another
in some respects.
A typical morning for
you. It's a Thursday morning, Ron. Coconut coffee swirling through my veins. But excited, legitimately excited about the game on Sunday night. Even a cynical, savvy old news hound, Ron, can get up for a ball game now and then. And I'm excited about this Steelers-Bills game. What I'm not excited about is formulaic sports talk radio, Ron. So I want to try something different this morning. Are you willing to go somewhere with me?
Joe, I'd follow you to the end of the earth. You know that.
I love the way you say that.
To the moon, the sun, the stars. Venus, Uranus, anywhere you want to go, I'll go.
Well, we won't go there, but we will, Ron, start with this. We're going to do 10 topics in the first segment. 10 topics. You ready?
I'm ready.
We're gonna motor through these, and it's going to be very exciting.
Well, if we're
going
to do 10, we got to do them pretty quickly.
Yeah, we have plenty of time, Ron. Just pretend we're in a two-minute drill. I'm the quarterback. I'm Brady. You're Edelman. You ready?
Why can't I be...
Let's see. Here we go. Now we have problems. You said you want to follow me.
Why can't I be James Washington and you be Duck?
Oh, even better. I'm Duck. Let's go.
Quack, 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 quack.
Let's go. You ready? No punishment yet for the Patriots. Thoughts? At least not that I've seen.
I thought I heard Goodell say we're not going to make a rash judgment here. So that tells me it isn't coming anytime soon.
You know what it tells me, Ron, is that they must be looking into it, which makes sense. I saw Schefter on ESPN this morning. He's like, what's so hard about this? They have the tape. You look at it and you say, okay, punishment, no punishment, whatever it is. To me, if you look at the tape and you say, wow, this looks really bad, don't you then have to find out whether the Patriots are doing this to other teams or how deep this goes?
I think they're going to do their due diligence and not just make a rash judgment. Yes, I think so.
Winter meetings. Starling Marte being talked about a lot. It's actually being called the Starling Marte sweepstakes at this point, Ron.
Not exactly the Garrett Cole sweepstakes.
Not exactly.
It's sweepstakes nonetheless.
But some talk about trading him to the Mets for an outfielder, Brandon Nimmo. Does that tickle your fancy, Ron? It sure doesn't mine. What do they need an outfielder for?
I'd rather them trade him for a pitcher or a catcher.
I'd rather them keep him.
I have no problem trading him.
Neither do I. I think this, if you're ever going to trade the guy.
Sell high with this guy.
This would have to be the time. How many year finding, and then if they do trade for him, the headline has to be Finding Nimmo, right? Yeah. It has to be.
Of course.
Why would you trade for a 26-year-old outfielder who I believe, does he only have 3 years of control left, I think, Ron? Now, he had a pretty good year last year. Don't get me wrong. 2 years ago in 2018. But Marte's getting, you have 2 years of Marte left. That doesn't make sense.
And not a bad contract either.
Exactly.
All right. I have no problem trading Marte, but I'd rather get some sort of pitcher or catcher.
So would I. Okay. We're already down two. Pat Narduzzi's guarantee, Ron. How did you read that? I think he said in the next couple of years.
I guarantee it.
He guarantees that this is going to happen. They're going to win the ACC, not the Coastal. They're going to win a conference championship. How do you define a couple of years, and what did you think of him saying that?
Well, the timing of it isn't really good. I mean, I think it's kind of, you know, everybody's down on him, or a lot of people were down on him the way this season is finished. People hoped they would have belt on the Coastal title last year, and it didn't really happen this year. I think his timing is bad. I mean, it's one thing to be confident. I just don't know that you go public with that kind of talk. I think it's just like, you say we're not making any progress. Well, we are. We're going to guarantee to win a title here. I think it comes back to haunt them.
So do I. And I think it's tough talk when there isn't really a whole lot in his resume here to back it up. I mean, they've been okay. They've had some incredible wins, but they've also had some horrendous losses, like the last time they took the football field. And the program, I don't think, has really moved an inch under Narduzzi. It's the same as it ever. Whatever problems Pitt had when he got here, they still have, except for one, stability.
Well, stability, right.
Yeah.
And that's a big one.
It's significant.
One. But this is going to be year six next year. How long does that stability carry you?
What's the magic number for wins for him next year? And I'm not saying you fire him if he doesn't get there, but where you're satisfied with the season, Ron. The non-conference schedule looks pretty easy to me outside of Notre Dame.
Do you have to get to 10? I would think.
At least
in
9.
In year six?
Yeah. At least he was talking about 10 last year.
He's been talking about 10, and that's great to talk about it, but you got to actually do it once in a while.
All right, Ron. Should the Pirates be listening? And Ben Cherington has said they're basically listening to anything, but should they be seriously entertaining is perhaps the better word, a trade for Josh Bell?
I would absolutely listen. It would have to be something that I'd really be blown away with. You have 3 years of control with him left, although his money's going to start to skyrocket, and we know this isn't an organization that likes that to happen. It just depends on how, if you're Cherington, if you look at this, can we compete in 2 years? You know, maybe next year we won't. 2 years, can we put something together and compete? We want Josh Bell. I don't look to trade him unless you absolutely get something big time back.
I hear you, but I think, okay, in 2 years, Josh Bell will have 1 year left.
Yep.
So that's about the time you start talking about trading people around here.
You get more for him now when he's got 3 years left. Absolutely.
Percent chance that Josh Bell signs a long-term deal here?
Zero.
Wow.
Zero.
I'm giving it at least 0.1, Ron.
Scott Boras is his agent. And I know he said all those complimentary things. Oh, we like Ben Cherington. We think that's going to change the organization. He also has said this is not an organization that likes to sign its players to big contracts.
I'm enjoying this thoroughly, Ron. It's very lively. I think it keeps us both on our toes.
Is it getting you off your agitated, your angry status?
I am. I'm now very much into this. This is an interesting little story from a journalistic perspective, from a hockey perspective. Rob Rossi. In The Athletic the other day, yesterday, in fact, quotes Mario from what appeared to be an informal conversation. Now, that doesn't mean you can't quote it, but should you? And Mario said, apparently the conversation was Mario, Sid, Pierre LaRouche, and a couple of journalists involved just sort of BSing after the game the other night. That's the picture that I'm getting here. And Mario is quoted as saying, of the Canadians, that's the way they play boring hockey. They always have. And it's a headline from The Athletic. So, Ron, do you quote in that situation?
I don't know the situation, so I can't say I was there.
That's the situation. It was informal.
I probably wouldn't quote Mario. I rode up in the elevator with Mario and his wife the other day. We chatted briefly for 2 minutes. It was a very pleasant conversation. Nothing.
Did he tell me.
I'm going to quote him on what he did tell
me.
He goes, you guys do a really good job with the show.
He did
say that. He goes, and then he grins. He gives you that little grin and wink. He goes, I listen in the car, but not at home. And I started laughing, and his wife goes, no, not at home.
never at home.
But it was a very kind comment. He goes, you guys do a great job. I listen in the car. And he, of course, I think he always listens when Jay Caulfield
absolutely
is with us, 'cause they're buddies. But you know what? That sounds to me, but if there's more than one journalist around, you know, maybe it's fair game.
It's a questionable one for me, it is, but I can tell you this, Ron. It's a big deal in Montreal. That's Mario's hometown,
yeah,
obviously.
Are they reacting to this not
yes,
well up
there? Well, no, I don't know if they're reacting well or not well, but they're reacting. I don't know if it's used as fodder against the organization of which his good friend Mark Bergevin is the GM.
Right.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
Mario Lemieux saying the Canadians have always played boring hockey.
I'm a little surprised that he would say it. He's usually very cautious. But, and again, if there's more than one reporter around, you know, if it's just you talking to him or just me talking to him, I wouldn't have used it.
Me neither.
But if it's in kind of a group setting,
it's questionable. I think, don't you have to ask? And I don't know that Rossi didn't. I haven't talked to Rob. But if you're going to use that, which is it may seem innocuous, but it's actually incendiary. Don't you have to say, can I quote you on that?
Yeah, I think that would be fair.
I want to get to the bottom of that one because that's a big deal. But
you're right about Montreal. Anytime somebody burps in Montreal, it's a big deal.
I mean, this is one of the lords in the history of hockey in a place where it's religion.
Right.
I want to get to the bottom of that, but I'll leave it as questionable for now. Juju and James Conner, full participants yesterday.
Surprising to me. That indicates to me they're going to play. I thought for sure they'd be limited at least yesterday in the beginning. Yesterday's practice doesn't mean much.
They gave
guys days off. I don't think Pouncey practiced. DeCastro, I think Al had the day off. Wednesdays means nothing. Thursday, Friday are the big ones, Thursday especially. And they practiced yesterday. That tells me they're going to play. I was led to believe, even by what Juju said last week, that it's going to be a while
before he
comes back.
All right, Ron, we got to roll through here. We're going to make this, and we're going to kick a field goal. Early pick for the quick lane bowl. Was that the name of it, Eric?
The quick lane bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Pitt game?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think Pitt's like a 10-point favorite. I don't know. I got to really study that Eastern Michigan roster
I'm going to get Charlie Batch's scouting report. Anthony Rendon, 7 years, $245 million. In two words, what?
A great player. I mean, I really think he's a wonderful player. I have no problem giving a position player that long. A pitcher, it really bothers
Crazy
me.
League is what I would say. Your Super Bowl pick right now would be?
Baltimore and New Orleans.
New England and New Orleans for me. You like
gotta
that,
get
Ron?
Off I'm on of the New England.
I'm on the New England bandwagon.
They're not any good this year.
And lastly, as we're lining up for a field goal, Jason Mackey tweeting out that Derek Shelton is a very, very likable man. Ron, have you met him yet? Have you talked to him?
He had his introductory press conference when we're on the air. He said all the right things. Sounds like a wonderful guy. The proof will be what kind of job can he do with this team?
Now,
win some games.
Do you tweet that out if you think he's not a likable guy? That's my question, because if you tweet out that I don't like this guy at all, somebody may say, well, is that going to slant your coverage, right?
Right.
So what about tweeting out how likable and wonderful he is? I don't know, Rob. Ron.
Ron's my name.
I'm thinking of Rossi.
You should know my name by now.
Again, questionable. I'm going to label these things questionable until I talk to Mackey and Rossi.
Are you going to try to go to Al Riveron for a review of this?
He do that, but except that he'll get it wrong. All right, Ron, that was enjoyable.
a fun way to start the show.
I enjoyed it. And we're a little late, but that's okay. We kicked
now
the field
only
goal
got
right before
3 hours and 45 minutes to go. Although we do have Chris Hoke coming in studio at 11. It's just a tremendous hour with him. His enthusiasm just rubs off.
So up next, let's pick one of those, Ron, and let's pick what I think is the biggest one, is Juju and James Conner. Which guy will have a more profound or could have a more profound impact on the offense? And let's size up this matchup, Steelers-Bills.
It's starting to become intriguing to me.
I never thought this game would be this big this year.
No, you didn't. You thought the Bills would be, 3-7 now, or 3-8?
If that. 412-928-9370. Who has the bigger impact if they play, or who would you rather play? James or Juju? It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.